A college student created a Lego version of herself to send out as a resume. It's not an April Fool's joke. It's coming up today on CNN Student News. First up, though, we're taking you to the Korean Peninsula. North and South Korea haven't been involved in open conflict since 1953, when an armistice ended the fighting in the Korean War. But yesterday, they were exchanging fire, not on land, but at sea. The North sent a fax yesterday warning its southern neighbor that it would be doing live fire exercises, meaning military exercises with actual weapons. This is the first time in recent years that North Korea has had these kinds of drills, and South Korea called it a hostile threat. It said some North Korean shells landed in South Korean waters, so it responded by firing back again into the sea and sending fighter jets to patrol the area. North Korea often provokes its neighbors by firing rockets and missiles into the ocean around the Korean Peninsula. The United Nations is telling Japan to stop a yearly whale hunt. Since 2005, there's been a Japanese program that's captured hundreds of whales off the coast of Antarctica. Commercial whaling is illegal, but there's a loophole in the law that allows whaling for scientific research, and Japan says its Antarctic program is for science. The International Court of Justice says that program is now banned, that there's been more killing than scientific discovery. The ruling will not prevent Japan from hunting whales in other places, and smaller scale whaling by individuals is often allowed. But some Japanese say they're being unfairly singled out, that whaling in general is Japanese tradition, and that it should be respected as long as the whales aren't endangered.
Is this legit? An estimated 65% of the world's population has access to the internet. Not legit. The CIA estimates there are just over 2 billion internet users worldwide, or about 30% of the global population.
And more than half of those with internet access use Facebook. More than a billion people. Last year, Facebook's founder controversially called internet access a human right. And while that's debatable, Facebook is hoping to get people connected in places where they're not, increasing both the number of people online and potentially the number of people on Facebook.
Imagine it. For the first time in history, humanity firing on all cylinders.
Facebook is taking to the skies in an effort to bring the internet to the world, turning its attention to unmanned aircraft or drones and satellites to reach the roughly 5 billion who can't get the internet. CEO Mark Zuckerberg explained the vision to CNN's Chris Cuomo last August.
Here, we use things like Facebook to share news and catch up with our friends, but there, they're going to use it to decide what kind of government they want, get access to healthcare for the first time ever, connect with family hundreds of miles away that they haven't seen in decades. Getting access to the internet is a really big deal.
Internet.org is Facebook's effort to bring together the world's biggest tech companies to find a way to reach people with no access to the internet. But first, Facebook has to figure out how to use this technology to reach those people, many of whom live in underdeveloped places in Asia and Africa. Zuckerberg says the company has hired experts from NASA and UK-based Ascenta, the developer of the longest-flying solar-powered drones, to help. Facebook's Yale McGuire says satellites are constantly on the move, so you have to figure out a way to capture the information from each one of them while they're passing over a specific place. Solar-powered unmanned aircraft can offer a solution in less populated areas.
So we're looking at a new type of plane architecture that flies at roughly 20,000 meters, 20 kilometers, because that's the point where the winds are the lowest, it's above commercial airlines, it's even above the weather, and actually can stay in the air for months at a time. And these planes are solar-powered, and they sit there, and they just circle around, and they have the ability to just broadcast internet down, but significantly closer than a satellite does.
Facebook says its motives are altruistic, internet for all. But others point out that universal online access also opens up a world of new potential Facebook customers. Ralitza Vasileva, CNN.